This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. 10 U.S. Democratic presidential contenders are set to take the stage in Miami, Florida, in the second of two Democratic debates this week. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace says that former Vice President Joe Biden is carrying the burden of the front runner into the debate.
Biden's challenge is to try to just appear presidential, appear as though he is kind of above the rest of the field and owns that front runner status, while also not making it look like he's taking anything for granted. And that is a really tricky balance for him.
Also on the stage is California Senator Kamala Harris, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, among others. The candidates have been campaigning for months in the early states where Democrats will hold presidential party nominating contests next year. The House of Representatives voted Thursday 305 to 102 to approve $4.6 billion in emergency aid for the U.S.-Mexico border. Tim McGuire of AP has details.
The House passed the Senate's $4.6 billion measure to provide funding for agencies providing care for tens of thousands of migrants along the border with Mexico. Before the vote, Speaker Nancy Pelosi promised she and other Democrats will continue the fight against the Trump administration's immigration policies.
It will be the battle cry as how we go forward to protect children.
Earlier, Texas Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar noted that the photo of a father and his toddler daughter who drowned in the Rio Grande represents
tens of thousands of migrants who have died as they have tried to build a better life for themselves.
President Trump has promised to sign the bill. Tim McGuire, Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is in the middle of a full day of meetings with foreign leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan. The president has met with his host, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He thanked him for what he called a very successful day. He said that they would be discussing military and trade and the purchase of, in his words, a lot of things, including Japanese car factories starting in the United States. Later, the president will meet with Vladimir Putin and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. Trump has meetings Saturday with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, Chinese President Xi Jinping, and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. President Trump criticized Thursday's Supreme Court ruling to block a citizenship question on next year's census, at least for now. The president said on Twitter he has asked his lawyers if there is a way to delay the constitutionally mandated census. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has details on the court's decision.
The vote was 5-4, with Chief Justice John Roberts joining the four liberals in voting against the question. The high court describes the administration's reason for wanting to add the question as more of a distraction than an explanation. It's unclear whether the administration will have time to provide a more detailed account. Census forms are supposed to begin printing next week. Census Bureau experts predict millions of Hispanics and immigrants would not be counted if the census asks everyone if he or she is an American citizen. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Libya's UN-backed government reclaimed a strategic town near Tripoli from opposition forces. VOA's Heather Murdoch has more.
Forces loyal to the UN-backed government in the Libyan capital Tripoli say in a surprise attack on Wednesday and Thursday, they retook the strategic town. Authorities from the West call the retaking of Garayan a major victory and a turning point in the war. Eastern authorities initially denied the retreat and later called it tactical. In early April, the town was taken by forces loyal to Libya's eastern de facto leader, Khalifa Haftar, who vowed to take Tripoli by force and launched attacks.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials lower, but the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq closing higher. The Dow lost 0.04%. The S&P gained 0.38%, while the Nasdaq added 0.73%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.